Hello, everyone, and welcome back. Thank you so much for being here. You're listening to Curing Chaos. My name is Kim Powers, and I am a life coach. So today, I'm going to talk about stress. I am going to talk about deconstructing stress. We're going to take it apart, and we're going to look at it and examine it and find out if there's a better way to live. So I looked up stress in the dictionary online, the Google dictionary, I guess, and it says the kind of stress I'm talking about is defined as a state of mental or emotional strain or tension resulting from adverse or very demanding circumstances. So here's how I interpreted that and the way I think of stress. I think of stress like this: when we are presented with information or have an experience that we believe is going to be extremely difficult to get through, and we believe we have to do it. So when this happens to us, our bodies go through an emotional reaction. And you have all sorts of physical symptoms, right? Your body gets super tight and you're frustrated, probably. You get overwhelmed. You feel like you're losing control. You have a lot of difficulty relaxing and quieting your mind. So, you know, this is immediately what happens when we get presented with something shocking to our system. And this is normal. And it's what we are designed to do when we're presented with something shocking. It's normal for our bodies to react. And we can't and shouldn't cure normal. We're not trying to cure normal. It's just that we should find ways to manage our state of mind so that we can get out of this stressful emotional state more quickly. So there's something in between the thing that happens or the information we receive and the feeling we feel. And if you've listened to me before, guess what I'm going to say? Yep. Thoughts. We automatically think thoughts that create those feelings. The thoughts are, this is hard. I don't want to do this. This shouldn't be happening. This person shouldn't be doing this. That person might be making me feel a certain way. But all of this happens so quick, so instantaneously, that we don't have time to process them right then and there. So the key is to recognize, or actually when we recognize that we are feeling stress, a lot of stress, we know we need to change our state of mind as quickly as possible. Once you recognize you're in stress, the most useful thing you can do is change your state of mind as quickly as possible. And we do this by questioning those automatic thoughts. Do we have to believe and accept those automatic thoughts? So let me give you two examples based on what I said in my definition of stress. One of them being when you receive information that makes you feel stressful, and the other one when something happens to you or somebody's doing something that creates stress. You received the information that you have just been laid off or fired. Imagine yourself hearing those words that you have lost your source of income. In a split second, information becomes stress, panic. You can feel the sensation of anxiety building, the heat coming out of your body. The tears might be welling up, and the voices in your head start chattering. So if you leave it unexamined, if you just let yourself keep going in this state, imagine what you're going to be doing. You're setting your brain to work on solving the problem already. You ask, what am I going to do? How am I going to get money? You know, where am I going to find another job? You start obsessively trying to figure it out, right? You want to change reality as quickly as possible and put yourself back into that safe place. And this feeling can last a long time if you let it. You begin to talk about it all the time to people. You can't sleep. You have stomach aches and headaches, and you might experience a lot of negative self-talk, something along the lines of, this is going to be really hard. I don't know if I can do this. I'm not ready for this. I may not be good enough to work anywhere else. And that kind of stuff can last for days, and it can wreck your sleep, and it can create a lot of unproductive days. And you might not be the happiest person to be around, right? Another example of a stressful situation can be watching somebody else do something that you believe is being done to you, and that creates stress. I think the easiest example to use here is having your boyfriend or girlfriend or husband or wife cheat on you. It's similar to my other example in that you received the information that something is happening that causes you to feel stress. The person should not be doing that in your head, right? Why are they doing that? I don't want this to be happening. How can I change it? What can I do to make it different? How can I make them behave differently and stop doing this to me? And again, it can last for days, months, if you let it. It can ruin your sleep. It can affect your job performance, your relationships with other people. People get tired of hearing you talk about it. You know, it is very stressful, but learning how to manage your state of mind through this can get you out of that very quickly. In this example, you are volunteering to be a victim. You're giving all your power to be happy to someone else and their actions. Stress robs you of your joy, and it prevents you from seeing some of the good stuff going around you that can bring the joy. But not all stress is bad. There is a purpose to stress, and it can be used for good as well. According to health.com, stress can make you more productive and learn faster. It motivates success, right? So when you have a deadline, you are more apt to get it done, right? So that's success. It makes you more resilient. They talk about how stress helps Navy SEALs because the more they are presented with stressful situations, the better they're able to develop both their physical and psychological sense of control so that they don't shut down in combat, right? So there's a reason why stress can be useful. The worst kind of stress, though, is the chronic stress, the stress that you feel every single day, every day. You know, there's no break from it, and that can be so harmful to your body. When you live in a state of chronic stress, you could end up developing some serious mental health problems like depression and anxiety. This all comes from WebMD, by the way, the consequences of long-term stress. You could also get cardiovascular disease, heart disease, high blood pressure, abnormal heart rhythms, heart attack, stroke, eating disorders, obesity, because you're trying to obviously feel better by eating. And it can mess with a bunch of other things, really. So managing your stress, using it for good when it needs to be used for good, and not allowing it to become chronically bad is what I'm looking at right now, what I'm trying to help people with. So stress, when it's presented to you, when you feel that stress and you recognize it, it can't be ignored. It has to be worked out and examined a little bit. So how can we do that? The very first thing I would recommend is in moments of calm, take about a half an hour and write down a list of things that you can do when you start to feel stress. And on the very top of that list, the most effective stress reliever and thing you can do to feel good instantly is to find someone you can help with something. When you help somebody, that's the fastest road to feel better. But add a lot of other things to that list too. You know, what would help? Would it be meditation? Would it be taking a walk? Would it be petting the dog, turning on fun songs, watching something funny? Make your list of things that will make you feel better instantly. So once you have that list ready to go, it's going to be like, oh yeah. When stress happens, when you feel it, you know it, you recognize it's happening, you can stop, you can grab your list, and you can start the process of self-coaching. Get out a piece of paper, say, what just happened? I know I'm feeling stressed because of it. So what was in between that? What thoughts did I have that make me believe that I have to endure something really, really hard? Now's the time to get into the thoughts and start asking yourself if they are true. Is it true? You've said it over and over and over that this is the way things should be, so it must be true. But is it? And let me give you an example of what I mean. So I did the work through Byron Katie's book, Loving What Is, which I completely recommend. It was like the foundation of coaching to me. And what she does basically is she takes the situation and she has you go through four questions and a turnaround. And you can explore that on your own. But basically, I do the work. And when I feel stress, I dig into these thoughts and I do the work. And in her book, she talks about a situation where a mother with a special needs child is really creating a lot of stress for her. It's a very, very difficult situation for her to deal with. And the baby cries a lot and it's like pushing her beyond her capacity to sometimes kind of even feel love for the child. Sometimes she's so at her wit's end. So she's asked, is it true that you have to take care of this child? And of course she says, I'm the child's mother. I have to take care of this child. But is it true? And if everybody, I can hear you going, of course it's true. You have to take care of the child. Really though, really, is it true? Can you not take care of this child? There are people who stop taking care of their children. Once she figured out that she does not have to take care of this child, but that she actually wants to take care of this child because she loves this child and it's the right thing to do, her whole perspective changed on this, that she actually has the choice and she really does want to take care of this child. She wants to do the thing that feels the best in her body and morally for her. She understood there really is a choice to everything. We just say things over and over and over until we believe that they're true. So when situations come up, we automatically go there. This is the self-coaching part I'm talking about. Take that thought, lay it out, and keep asking yourself if it's true. Or if there's a different thought you can have that might create less stress or might pull you completely out of that stressful situation, that's the part you have to examine. So when it comes to someone else doing something, you cannot make anybody do anything they don't want to do. And if you're spiritual at all, you cannot know why they need to go through whatever they're going through. They're doing whatever they're doing. You can't know their world and their experience and their journey in this life. There's a reason, I believe, for everything we learn and everything we do and everything we experience. is all for a reason. And if we pretend that we have some sort of control in their journey, then we're in their business. When you realize there's their business and there's your business, and you, if you mind your business, you'll have more peace. When you have the thought that they shouldn't cheat on you, that's wrong, ask yourself if that thought is true. It's not up to you. And having peace with that is what pulls you out of the stress. Okay, so let me sum this all up. When you are presented with information or an experience that causes the reaction that you call stress and you recognize it, now is your opportunity to examine it and change your thoughts to create a different outcome. It's as simple as that. No matter what anybody else is doing to you or around you or what information you receive, you have the choice to react differently. It's kind of cool now that I've had time to practice this because I see it so clearly. Like, I see something that happens, I feel the reaction, and I go, oh, I know what just happened. I just received information, or somebody just did something that caused a reaction in my body, and now I know I can go a different direction here. I will always feel that initial reaction, but I can go a different direction. So the cool part for me is that now I do not spend a long time in stress. And believe me, all this training that I've done has prepared me because I have been going through a lot of stress in my personal life right now. And I don't have to live there every day. I can put it off and set an appointment to deal with my stress that day. And then I kind of do my self-coaching about it. I love that I have these options in my life. I love that I can spend a lot more of my day happy, you know? I know when I start to feel stress that I can sit there and obsess all day long and I can let it infiltrate my sleep, or I can recognize it, stop it, and go on with my day and deal with it together at one time. The biggest thing, though, is I won't leave it unexamined. If I leave it unexamined, it turns into bad stuff for me. It, like not sleeping, like chronic stress, like obsessing, like talking about it all the time. And I don't want to live like that. I like to turn on the music and sing along. You know, I love that I know how to do this now. And that's what I'm hoping to teach all of you, is a way to feel more joy in life and to have more great days, which is my motto. If you go to my website, you'll see underneath the top of the header, creating more great days. That's what I do for people. I help them create more great days. And managing stress is one of those things I can teach you. So, like I've said before, you are always welcome to go into my website and put yourself on my calendar for free. You know, I'll call you, have a half an hour get to know me session. You can tell me what you're dealing with. I can help you, or I can show you what I might have to offer and show you how you can get out of whatever's going on. Go onto my website, sign up, www.kimscoaching.com, and let me give you a call. I want to help you. And I know there's a lot to stress out about right now in this world. So anyway, that's it for this podcast. I'll see you next time. Thank you so much. Bye.